Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg News Autos reporter Gabriel Coppola. In addition to the release of the 50 million barrels of oil, President Biden's recently signed infrastructure bill includes $6 billion to help the transition to electric vehicles. So, Gabriel, where's the money going?
Hi. There's actually a lot of money for all different parts of this supply chain to build electric vehicles in the United States. But this $6 billion is specifically to be able to process the raw materials we need to make batteries for electric cars, and then also actually manufacture those battery cells here in the United States, which today is something that's predominantly done in China.
So,
and in Asia and Korea as well. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. So will the money go to new battery makers or already existing ones?
There's an application process, and you apply to the Department of Energy and you get a grant, and it's a matching grant. And there's just a whole bunch of criteria you have to meet. I mean, you have to be, in the business of trying to make battery cells or process materials for batteries. You get preference for being a company with intellectual property that's owned by in the United States. You're creating jobs in the U.S. You are hopefully doing that, creating jobs in maybe a more economically needy area that needs jobs. If you can control your own emissions in your own factory, they're also looking at that with everything. Make sure you're not contributing to climate change in the process of, going electric. Those are all the sort of requirements that applicants have to meet in order to be considered for these grants.
So will doing this make the price of batteries go down?
That's maybe in the long term it could, but I think there's so many other factors involved in that question about technology and innovation, people getting better at making batteries basically. But I think the idea is right now, because the United States has to buy these materials and ship them from other countries because we're so reliant on China. Even if you have a plant in the United States right now making batteries to put in a car made in America, you still have to kind of have those materials processed in China. And that leaves the United States vulnerable to price manipulation or shortages or all things that can make that battery more expensive and make your electric vehicle more costly and therefore less likely to have people switch from gas to electric. So I think it's an investment in the future that, someday we will be able to produce these things domestically and thereby not only just more cheaply, but also just have a secure, stable access to them.
Right. And obviously, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, we need more people driving electric. The other issue for folks is limited range. Is anything being done to address that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the entire the battery industry, the auto industry, and anyone from the giant cell makers or Chinese cell makers like LG or Samsung, all the way down to startups and Silicon Valley startups, everybody is trying to come up with the right sort of chemical combination and different kinds of just all kinds of approaches you can use to try to improve range. But that is something that is really in the hands of our, innovators, scientists, companies, R&D, literally the entire global industry is trying to solve that problem. And it is a very tricky problem that people have been working on for decades, but they do seem to be really making improvements.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.